Before we get started with today's episode, I have a couple of announcements that I am so excited to share with you all. Capsule RX Podcast will be at Xavier University giving a presentation from 12 to 1, all right? Xavier University College of Pharmacy. We will be there this Friday, April 12th from 12 to 1. And I'll be in New Orleans all weekend, so I'll just be hanging out afterwards. Anybody that comes, or if you can't make it, I'll still be hanging out. Just message me. I'd love to connect. We would love to meet you and really just build a strong relationship and see what we can do to help you along your pharmacy journey. And guess what? The next day, we're right back at it. All right. We are working over here. So the next day, Saturday, April 13th, I don't have the final time slot yet, but Saturday, April 13th, I will be on Zoom with the University of Florida College of Pharmacy Kappa Epsilon Region B Regional Retreat. All right. So the Kappa Epsilon, I am an alumni of. That's a pharmaceutical fraternity, if you don't know. And they are having their regional retreat, their annual retreat this year in Gainesville. And I will be on Zoom and we will be talking about some finances. All right. And this is going to be valuable content. Whether you're a student or you're a pharmacist that's giving a presentation, I encourage you to tune in. I will be on Zoom. I'll hang out as long as I need to. Whatever is needed, I'm present, I'm there, I'm yours, all right? Even though I'm on Zoom, I'm still there. You can message me on Instagram at new_capsulrxpodcast and we can create some time to talk, all right? So once again, so excited, so blessed for these opportunities. April 12th, Friday, April 12th, Xavier University College of Pharmacy, 12 to 1. And then we're coming back on Saturday via Zoom, University of Florida College of Pharmacy, KE's Region B Regional Retreat. I will be there on Zoom. Not sure the final time slot. I think it's going to be around 1, but just know I'll be there and I'll be present. All right. Thank you, guys. Hold yourself accountable. For today's Quick Tip Friday episode, I wanted to focus on something that I learned from the book that I'm reading right now. So every month I have a book of the month, and to be honest, this book was my book of the month in March, but March was so hectic for me, I didn't finish reading it until April. And because of that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to reread it again for the month of April. I'm going to make sure I dedicate some time towards reading it every single day to hold myself accountable. And one of the things that I love from this book, all right, the title of this book is Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business by Gino Wickman. And this book is really about how entrepreneurs and business owners can improve their business, how to grow, how to scale, how to solve the problems that you have and come up with the solutions to get you to where you want to go. And one of the big things that this book mentions, and it's a common theme throughout it, is that you need to have a 10-year vision, then a 3-year vision or a 3-year goal, and then a 1-year vision, and then go even smaller with 90-day incremental goals. And I thought that was very interesting because even for myself, I've never really thought about 10 years out. I usually do a 5-year plan. I kind of have an idea of where I see myself in 5 years. And then I will do things every year to help me get to the 5-year. But I never thought about going even smaller and having 90-day goals to help me accomplish what I'm trying to do for that year. And I realized that's probably the better way, because now, instead of giving myself 52 weeks to do it, I'm now condensing it to 12 weeks to do something. And I can learn that habit of accomplishing this task and build upon it, instead of trying to just do everything so spread out over 52 weeks that you may not even get to it. So what I mean by that is, let's say, for example, one of your goals is to lose 10 pounds of weight this year. You could say, oh, I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to go eat healthy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay. Instead of trying to do everything at once and do a drastic change, let's shorten it to, for the first 90 days, let's focus on this one aspect of improving our health, of losing that weight. So maybe for the first 90 days, you say, you know what? I'm going to cut out soda and I'm only going to drink water. And I'm going to use myself as an example. So one of the things that I did, and I don't have a soda problem. I'm more of a juice guy. But one of the things that I did was decide to purchase one of those big gallon bottles with the different timely goals to incorporate more water into my diet. So now I'm holding myself accountable. I have this jug, I carry it with me everywhere, and it's letting me know, hey, have you drank the amount of water you're supposed to drink by this time frame? So that is something that I'm implementing. I'm going to drink more water. Next step, I'll focus on that for the first 90 days, quarter one. Right now we're in quarter two, all right? Being in April, we're in quarter two. So the next 90 days, maybe you say, hey, I'm going to not eat fast food these 90 days. And you can watch an incremental change in your body if you continue to do the workouts you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And then maybe the next 90 days, you say, you know what? I'm going to make sure I work out at least 5 days a week. So now we already knocked off nutrition because we're staying away from the fast food. Now we already knocked off our proper water intake because we're not now consuming the juices and the sodas and different things, that liquid calories that can start to add up and stack up. So now the next step is, let's change the workout. Let's do the workouts for about 90 days. Let's just get to the gym. Let's go to the gym, do this for 90 days, build that habit. And then quarter four, let's see where we're at. Maybe we lost 5 pounds. All right, now we know we're going to be a bit more strict, or we're going to do a little bit more cardio. We're going to do these different things to help us achieve that goal. So one of the things I wanted to do is mention to you all, please hold yourself accountable to whatever goals that you have for this year. We are in quarter two of April. If you said you wanted to lose weight, have you taken the necessary steps within the past 90 days to get you there? And if not, guess what? We're in the new quarter, quarter two of this year. Now is the time to hold yourself accountable and set up those 90-day goals. If it's something monetarily, maybe you need to work on that budget. Maybe that is your goal for the next 90 days. You are going to create a budget and you are going to stick to it, and that is the habit that you just made. Maybe it's focus. Maybe you have a problem focusing on your business. Then you know what? For the next 90 days, you are going to go live once a week to help marketing for your business. Whatever it is that you wrote down as your yearly goals for the year, what steps are you taking in quarter two to make sure you accomplish it? I want you to look back at quarter one and be honest. From January to March, did you actually do anything actionable towards accomplishing those goals? And if you didn't, I recommend you go ahead, take the time today and this weekend, block out the noise, block out the social media, block out even family, texts, phone calls, all that. Block it out. Be in silence. Be still. Go to a coffee shop. Maybe get some coffee, no music playing. Have your journal, have your pen, and just write down what are the goals you're going to set for yourself for these next 90 days in order for quarter two to be one of the best quarters of your life, to be one of the best 90 days of your life. Maybe it's walking outside in a park. Maybe it's having a picnic date with yourself. Whatever it is, I need you to be in silence. No music, no podcast, no noise. Just a natural environment, a pen, paper, and your thoughts. And be honest to yourself. Don't be mean to yourself. Don't be harsh to yourself. Do something that you can actually accomplish within the next 90 days to help you accomplish the goals that you set this new year to accomplish by January 2025. All right. So that's it for today's episode of Quick Tip Fridays. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoy this content, please, 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 you know what you got to do. Like, comment, subscribe. Definitely go ahead if you enjoy this. If you're on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please, please, please leave a review. That helps us grow, all right? That helps the channel grow. So please leave a review. And also message me. I'm on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, @new_capsrxpodcast. Please message us. Let us know how you enjoyed the content so that can let us know if we should keep doing it or not, all right? So we're here to help. We're here to help you along your pharmacy journey. And if this episode was insightful to you, please, you already know what to do. Thank you, guys.